Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back as we are live, and having a good time out here at the Annex Craft House in Vintage Park. Come on out, hang out with us. You can get you whatever you want. Big drinks, you get, hell, if you get a large margarita, you get a free duck with it, is what I heard. My man right here just came in, he said, Rockets and Seven. That's what he said. Clint said, yeah.
No.
I don't know what other option we got.
That's our choice right there, baby.
Sure as hell ain't Rockets at six. No, but he said he's feeling good about it. Many of you are feeling good. And if you are in the building, make sure you sign your name up. One, sign your name up to put your name and enter our raffle today. Four different opportunities to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. And if you're in the building as well, use that QR code right there. And you can be our grand winner, which includes $500 to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser or Bud Light free for a year is what you will win if you enter and win that. So go ahead and do that right now. Hey, listen, Tyler, Clint.
Yes, sir.
You know, I get a lot of hail from some of our listeners. And sometimes I do get to myself and think, what? It's nothing quite like a welcoming feel from some of you all out here.
Hold on, so.
But then our guys come and take care of us. And I tell you, anybody say something bad about these Aggies, I can't get with you. These Aggies are all right with me. My man here, you remember we talked about the drink that I could get? And Blanton's wasn't on the table. But my man said I was listening, and he said he tracked down some Blanton's and found me some Blanton's.
What?
And I mean, look at this right here on YouTube and Twitch. You can see this right here. This is
That's the real deal,
that's
too,
That's the real deal right
Straight
there, man.
Straight from the distillery.
How about that, man? I know how much that cost you, too.
What are we going to crack that thing open and have us a little rattler?
Listen, let's not take away from Annex here, man. Guys, here, let's not.
That's a hell of a thing for that gentleman to do for you.
I mean, I thought we'd have a little birthday
like
rattler.
Like that, man.
Come on, man.
I tell you, man, my wife, she going to love that, too.
The Drive family just now, always looking
they
out.
They do, man. The Drive family always looking out for you, right? Like, hell, you can call me whatever you want to. Got that Blanton's, man. I appreciate that. No, that is a very, very nice gesture. Really appreciate it. And, man, good for you. Shout out to the Maggies. Go A&M. Please. Man, win a national championship.
Can we get a gig'em?
Can we get a gig'em, baby?
Yeah! Gig'em,
baby.
Woo!
I got it for you. No, man, but it's a good time being had here as well. Come on out here, man. This is a great spot. Every Wednesday, they do steak night here. Man, you can get you a 12-ounce ribeye. You can get you what else can you get? I know you get you a ribeye. You can get you a filet. You can do all you want. A couple of sides every single Wednesday.
You see it?
Yeah, there you go. By the way, Thursday nights, ladies' nights, everything's half off, so you might want to get on out here to the Annex. And usually, you know, ladies' night means the fellas are coming right behind them. So,
yeah, man.
Good time being had here. All right, I said this in the tease, Clint. Want to make sure I hit it and get to it. I said this in the tease. you said you want to tell the truth about this offensive line. Say you want to tell the truth about what is going on with this offensive line, and we've talked a lot about it. What is it for you that
we have a lot of conversations, and it seems like it always leans towards, boy, did you know that this free agent haul and even draft haul of offensive linemen, and you know, boy, it's just underwhelming. And while I agree with a lot of that, I do think there's two things at you know, that are involved here. I think number one is, did the Texans fix their problem, right? And this is the angle that I have a hard time.
Do we know the problem?
Well, yeah, hell yeah, you did. Your quarterback was the second most pressured quarterback in the league last year.
Okay, that part. I didn't know if it was multiple problems, but that is what it comes down to. It, that's the problem.
Every 99% of my conversations, our conversations that I'm involved in, you know, I'm talking about the Texans as Super Bowl contender. I'm talking about the Texans as in what we watched 2 years ago against Baltimore and what we watched last year against Kansas City, and it's all geared towards, is this offense geared to help the team make a Super Bowl run or not? And we've talked that to, or I've talked that to death. Right, I think that's where most of my opinions stem from when I'm talking offensive line. I do think there's a conversation that needs to be had. The reality of this offensive line. So right now, I don't doubt with all the moves, staff moves, the guys they sent packing, as well as the guys that they brought in, I don't doubt one bit that they've fixed the problem.
Mm.
Like, I don't doubt one bit that they're going to be significantly better than bottom of the barrel in terms of their quarterback getting pressured and sacked.
Oh yeah, that they won't be second worst in the league.
Yeah, no, I think they are going to be significantly better. As I've said before, I think there's so many layers to fixing that problem that if you just correct two or three of the layers, then you're going to be significantly better, not just a little bit. You're going to be noticeably better.
That's what I was going to say. What's the level of better? You mean, right? Like, is this going to be better in terms of that's not going to be a central thing that we're looking at? Because the last 2 years, I think this time it was for your quarterback was getting killed. Last year it was they can't get a running game to save their life, and they got to bring somebody in who, if you're going to run behind that offensive line, you got to make the first guy miss in the hole, right? So their offensive line after each year offensively has been the place to go, but like how much –
I don't think at the end of the year you're going to look up and you're going to have a quarterback that's the most sacked and the most pressured quarterback in the league, or one of the top three guys. I don't believe that. I think they've accomplished that. I think getting rid of Laremy Tunsil, getting rid of whatever communication block there was in the building with Bobby Slowick and the O-line coach, you know, promoting a ton of competition and bringing in a bunch of guys that have no reason to have an ego. They're middle-of-the-pack guys. Sure, some of them are veterans, but they're middle-of-the-pack guys. They have no reason to be comfortable and get fat and happy. They all should be working. They all should be grinding. You know, I don't think it's going to be hard schematically to do better than what they were doing last year as it pertains to pass protection. So I think the truth of the matter with this offensive line is I think they're going to be significantly better than they were last year. Now, the other conversation, that the other part of that conversation, or where I think most fans are, at least the most, you know, invested fans are, is where are we at in terms of getting beyond the second round of the playoffs? Where are we at beyond, hey, whenever we meet Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, whenever we meet one of those teams in the playoffs, where can we knock one of them guys off? And I don't know where we're at relative to that, because you got to have some dudes to be able to do that, and you got to have some weapons to be able to do that, and your quarterback has to be really good in the big moments in order to do that. But big picture, fixing the offensive line, if that's all you're looking towards, I think they've done a hell of a job.
And I would just say this as we're just talking and you're going about this. I mean, you guys tell me if this is too far, and it may not happen, because I do think there is – a feel of confidence in these guys. But this feels like to me, if we turn around for the third straight year and we look.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Look at the offense, and we understand that it is clear the issue with the offense is the offensive line. I don't care how much better it got, but the issue that is preventing this offense from being as what it could be, this feels like there has to be a significant change somewhere. I'm talking about a significant change in who's ever putting together these offensive line, because this is the way they've gone about constructing this one is at least say, hey, man, you better be right on this one.
Yeah.
Right.
That's I agree harder. That was the finishing line of this thing right here. Right. Is I don't doubt that they fixed the problems, and if they haven't, then it's a fireable offense. It's one of those where, if you can't fix offensively the problems, and we're talking Nick, D'Amico, obviously Kaylee, and all these guys. Like, if you can't fix the offensive problems, you can't compete at a Super Bowl level. You can't compete in the playoffs, ultimately, with the top 3-4 teams in the AFC or NFC if you can't put an offense together that doesn't have these major problems. So I'm confident that they have. We'll see how it all plays out, but it is one of those things. Boy, if they haven't, this is going to get real ugly quick.
All right, as we continue here live and stop five at our crawfish circuit here at the Annex Craft House, Vintage Park. Come on out and hang out with us as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. The Astros, they get back on it tonight, and listen, they are playing the Chicago White Sox, and they ought to beat the hell out of them. The White Sox are terrible. Awful. You've got Framber, you've got Hunter Brown, the return of Lance McCullers. They ought to beat the living daylights. If they lose this series, there's a problem. I don't care if it is early May. But I would ask right now, what would you say, this could be good or bad, what would you say is the biggest surprise for you this early start for the Astros? A month in, what's the biggest surprise of this season thus far? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Those Astros, they're kicking ass and taking names.